Hey, Dion, thank you so much for joining me.
Yo, Gary, it's a joy to be with you.
I am so honored. First of all, you've come a long way from Dion and the Belmonts, man. What a career. You got to be thrilled. Here you are, 2025, and you got a brand new book coming out.
Yeah, well, I'm really a grateful guy. I mean, who would think that I'd still be here and songs that I did in the early 60s would still be resonating with people. And like the guys at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame say, you're still relevant and you're still creative. And I say, thank you, and I'll take it. And
One of my favorite albums is when you did that one with your close friends in All Blues with Bonamassa and Samantha Fish. How did that come about?
Gary, I think I wrote 40 of the greatest songs I've ever written in my life the last 5 years. And starting in 2020, I had written these 14 songs, went in and I recorded them with a band. And Joe Bonamassa came over the house and he heard one of the songs. He said, "Dion, I'd love to play on that." And when he played on it, he played something so distinctive and so out of my wheelhouse. I would have never brought a guitar player in to play what he did. He played slide guitar and he did six solos and they all were different. And it amazed me. I thought, what if I ask all my friends to play on my songs and anything they want to, insert into it, anything they want to contribute, not what I'm hearing, but what they're hearing. So I asked Jeff Beck, I asked Mark Knopfler, I asked Peter Frampton, I asked Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, I asked anybody I knew, and they all said yes. And we made some great music. So that's why I called it Blues with Friends.
Yeah.
And I also did Stomping Ground. Then I did one with a bunch of women called Girlfriends. And that makes up the 40 songs right there. And I just, the last, I'd say the last 4 years have been the most creative and most fun.
So tell me about the book. Are you going to hear stories? Are you doing some tell-alls, or is this more about your philosophy on life?
It's about events that happen in my life and me reflecting on them. And it usually has a twist at the end, something like a life lesson or something that I overcame, like with stories about Eddie Cochran and Dick Clark and Bob Dylan and Paul Simon, Lou Reed. So and you get to hear about my wife of 62 years, the love
Bye.
of my life I knew of 70 years. So it's just it's a different kind of book. It's like just unzipping me from my neck to my belly button and seeing all of it,
What's next for you? I mean, you got the book coming out. Are you touring in 2025?
I think I'd like to put a little group together and do some of these songs. They're so, to me, they're potent. Mix it up with the hits, Run Around Sue, The Wanderer, an overview of some of the evolution and growing into myself here.
I don't know, just to make a suggestion, why don't you pull off a Ringo Starr all-star band? It seems to me you have friends with everybody in the industry. You probably have the concert lineup of the year.
Well, that sounds good. I'll think about that. That something, yeah, it sounds good.
Dion, thank you so much. I can't wait to finish reading your book. Everybody buy it. It's going to be awesome. And again, you do blues incredible. It's natural to you. So thank you so much for sharing like this today. And I look forward to talking with you again sometime.
Gary, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it, buddy.